W.C. Bryan in the studio now with us. Folks know him around town. Of course, he worked here at WTLS. How long ago was it, W.C., or will you tell?
Oh, part of 58, part of 59.
Yeah.
You do the math.
All right.
You're the college graduate.
Give me a minute here. Tell us about it back in those days.
Well, as they say, back in the olden days, nothing was automated, no CDs. Two turntables, you had a pot for every, that is a switch for every turntable you used, and a switch, of course, for the microphone. You had to cue up your records to make sure they were going to start when you flipped the switch and there was no dead air. The great sin back then was having dead air. You just didn't do it. When you opened the microphone, you had to talk.
Yeah.
Whenever you flipped a switch, there had to be music, or whenever you put a tape into the tape machine, there had to be a commercial. There was continuity. There was no dead air. You talked, you played records, you played commercials, you did interviews, and you didn't stop. If you put a record on to go to the restroom, you better make sure you timed your restroom visit to under 3 minutes or you in trouble.
There were some tunes that may have gone a little longer. Those were the ones that you'd make the run on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Put on an LP and hope that you got back before you hit the end of the track.
Yeah. What was going on the radio at that point, back in the late 50s?
Well, in radio, in the 1958-59, you still had popular music. You still had hit parade tunes. Of course, you were still playing the 45s then, too, at the records, at the radio station. And the record producers would send, as they still do, I'm sure, on CD, they would still send promo records. They would send popular stuff. Your singing groups, the Four Aces, the McGuire Sisters, some of the instrumentals. Manhattan Spiritual is one that was real big back then. Individual singing groups. No hard rock. See, this was 59, and Bill Haley hadn't really inundated the world with rock.
Yeah.
So it was mostly instrumentals, pop tunes, something you'd hear on a hit parade maybe.
And you worked here how long?
I came out of the Air Force in 1958, and I think I came here right after Thanksgiving, maybe in November and December of 58, and then 59 until I went back to the university in September. So that was my stint at WTLS.
Got a good voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Got a lot of fans, too, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I got to thank you because, obviously, you helped me out one time. That time I got that speeding ticket, which we like to forget. But a little community service work at the library. You let me work. You worked me well. But I do appreciate that. It's good to see you here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and congratulations on, sounds like a long time when you say it this way, half a century.
Wow.
I'll be back for the next 50.
All right. Good to see you.
Thank you, Michael.
W.C. Bryant.